Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Waiting Out the Storm. America and the world are experiencing a biological storm in the form of a viral pandemic. A storm can be described as a severe disturbance or interruption in normality that can result in chaos, destruction, and death. As Apostle Paul was on his way to Rome to stand before Caesar to answer the charges against him, his ship ran into a powerful and prolonged storm that threatened the destruction of both the ship and those on board. After receiving assurances from God that he and all those aboard will survive, Paul told those who were about to abandon ship to remain on board if they wanted to live. The toll a storm takes on those caught in it depends in part on their response to the storm. Nearly every nation on the planet has been affected by this storm, but America leads them all in the total number of cases, number of deaths, and daily number of infections. One of the reasons others have fared better than America is because they had a unified response led by their central government. The citizens of those nations were willing to adhere to and abide by the guidelines set forth by their health agencies and government officials in order to place the common good and welfare of all before any objections they may have had to individual liberty or freedom. This has not happened in America. There has been no national coordinated response or clear message and plan of action. Each state has been left on its own to figure out what is best for the state. Testing, PPE, and other supplies needed to combat the virus has been inadequate. And with pressure mounting for students to return to school, there is the potential for a bad situation to become much worse. The storm has placed, is placing, and has the potential to place so much strain on individuals and society in America that many are beginning to feel a sense of helplessness and despair. Like those on the ship with Paul, some Christians have and are considering abandoning their faith and succumbing to their fears and doubts. The Word of God tells us to wait out this storm and stay on board. It tells us not to give up on God. It says to place the interests of others and the nation before our own self-interest and use our liberty for the welfare of all. There are those who profit from suspicion and division, who pit people's differences and fears against each other, who have managed to keep Americans from unifying and acting in the common good for all. It is this unity, whether imposed or otherwise, that has made the difference in the suffering, damage, and death this biological storm has caused around the world, apart from the other things like access to resources needed to combat a virus. But it is the things that are not resource dependent, like common interests, cooperation, and placing the good of the whole before the individual that has separated and made other countries more successful mitigating this storm's damage than here in America. The nation's suffering is in part God's judgment for our lack of love and concern for one another. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. And get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.